and welcome. And if anybody says, what are floor fellows and short course people really good at, the answer evidently is networking. You're all so damn busy networking that we started 10 minutes late. Never mind, there'll be lots of opportunity for networking afterwards and throughout the day. And also, it occurred to me, judging by the noise outside, if there is a collective noun for claws, it surely must be an enthusiasm of claws. So I'm sure we should keep that up during the day. So welcome to this open day, a very important day in the calendar of claw events, and what a busy calendar it now is. Welcome also to King's Place, where this conference is possible because of the marvellous support that we have from the SB Fairbairn Foundation, whose home is also here, and Dawn Ostwick, the Chief Executive, will say a few words later. We have got and what this open day reflects as well is the size and extent of the Claw family. The latest cohort of fellows, Claw Sevens, if you, I'm sure you know, I imagine that makes the Claw Ones begin to feel extremely old. And the Claw Sevens are hard on your heels, as are the Sixes and the Fives. And the extraordinary growth of these Claw networks. 178 fellows, including the Claw Sevens, and 602 people who have been on the short courses. And this represents an extraordinary collection, a marvellous gathering, a rich leaven of leadership at all levels of a very wide arts, culture, heritage, libraries, now archaeology and arts family. It's one of the things about the Claw experience, that its terms of reference are as wide as they are. And we look forward, of course, to this growing and continuing in the year and years ahead. And one of the purposes of this open day, which I'll say a little bit more later, is to tap in to the experience and the knowledge that this body of 800 people have, and say, can we find new ways of thinking about the situation? The arts are going to find their way that we're going to find ourselves in. But of course, we wouldn't be here, you wouldn't have been through the Claw experience if it hadn't been for the original idea and the vision and the support and the resolution of the founder, Dame Vivian Duffield. It's wonderful that Dame Vivian is here. And I wonder, Vivian, if you'd like to say a few words of welcome.
I'd just like to say just a very few words, because most of you have already heard me speak endlessly all the time. But I would like to say you are at a huge advantage to me, which is there's only one of me, and there are now about 800 of you. And you pop up all over the place, the most unlikely places. And I have to apologise, it is advancing senility, dementia, blindness, deafness and everything else, but I'm completely incapable of remembering you all. So please forgive me. And you do pop up, as I said, in the most unlikely places. In the last 24 hours, I met two of you last night, who apparently are here. This morning I go, believe it or not, to the gym at 8 o'clock, and the lady who teaches me turns out to be a great friend of somebody else who's here today. So you are networking, and I suppose in a way I'm networking too, so therefore, but please forgive me if I don't remember you next time. I am enormously proud of how far we've come. It was, of course, only my idea, and I've always said this all along, all I do is sign the check, and I find a lot of very wonderful people to do it for me, to do the work for me, and to put into effect my ideas. First of all, Sally, who runs my foundation, runs all our foundations, and who understood exactly what I wanted to do with the cultural leadership. Of course, Chris Smith, Sue Hoyle, John, everybody else who's actually interpreted it. How did it start? Why did it start? Well, it's quite a well-known story. It started because I was on the board of several national institutions, and that all were looking for new directors at the same time. And there was always the same shortlist of predictable people. And there was a moment in the National Gallery's museum's history when all three top museums simply sort of switched. And so we all decided that we had to do something about this. And a great friend of mine, who was the then head of the Opera House, Michael Kaiser, left to run the Kennedy Center in Washington. And he started the leadership course in America. And it was that original leadership course that actually Bruce Sampson went on, and then went on now to run the San Francisco Ballet, that gave me the original idea. And we started off with one idea, and we've refined it, and we've shortened it to get the short courses. We're doing day courses. We're doing all sorts of things that have developed. And John has certainly changed the fundamental long course, and it's now become shorter, and some elements have been dropped. And so it's a combination, the result of what we started off with and what you have wanted to do over the years to change it. But the one common factor has been the, how would I put it, the quantity and the quality of the people who apply, and above all, the quality of the people that get through at the end. And it's heartbreaking that we do have to turn down quite as many people as we do have to turn down. But unfortunately, there's a limited amount of funds available, and we can't help everybody. But it is heartwarming to see the results. And I'm inordinately proud that there are so many claws in so many good jobs and doing such wonderful things across the cultural sector. I'm sure today we're going to be hearing a lot of gloom and doom about how much is going to be cut and how many jobs are going to be lost and how many this and how many that. But we can assure you that we're going to try and keep our cohorts of claws as busy, as successful, and as numerous as we have over the past. So it's over to you, and the whole success of the programme really is in the success of all of you, because you're just wonderful. I mean, you really are. And I'm looking forward to 2,000 claws in whenever it is. I only wish my father were allowed to see it. I mean, you know, he never thought there'd be claws all over the place, but anyhow, they were. So thank you.
And it's wonderful to have objectives, and to be set the objective of 2,000 claws is really inspiring. So we now know what we have to do. Before I ask Dawn Ostwick, the director of the Esme Fairbairn Foundation, say a few words, just the thought for the day. The case for optimism, doing more with less. One or two people, only one or two, have said, you shouldn't be thinking about this at all. It's all going to be awful. And if you think about ways of getting around it, you'll only make it more likely to happen. I think that is known as the ostrich position. It is going to happen, and you can either do one of two things. It seems to me you can either say it's going to happen, so what are we going to do? But you can either spend your whole time complaining and feeling hard done by, which is not, after all, a very credible position when everybody else is going to suffer in the same way. Or you can say, there are things we can do differently. And there's no shame in doing that. And it certainly doesn't justify what is going to happen in terms of funding. And I'd rather guess that there are a lot of you with ideas of ways in which we can do things differently. I don't for a moment think that even the best ideas that are going to come up today will make up for whatever the shortfall in funding is. But they may make sure, or they may help, that all our organisations emerge with their integrity and their purpose intact, because we've remembered the core purposes of what we do, and we have found some new ways of doing them. That, I hope, and I'm sure you hope, is what we shall come out of the day with. So it's a severely practical day. No, actually, it should be visionary. Incidentally, if you want to have, I think, the current best statements about why the arts matter, why they can be justified, Andrew Motion, who was the chairman of the Man Booker judges, yesterday, in about 3 or 4 minutes, said with absolute exquisite precision and eloquence why the arts matter. I'm sure that'll be up on the Man Booker website. Do take a look at it, because apart from being practical, we all need ideas, and we all need fine phrases as well. That is what I think the day is about, and it's wonderful that Esme Fairbairn Foundation is also a super part of this, so can I ask Dawn Ostwick to come and speak. And I'm very grateful to be here with the Fairbairn's support.